Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 304. In this episode, I'll discuss how lactate clearance and sepsis isn't as straightforward as the guidelines make it seem. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode304. The surviving sepsis guidelines state, we suggest guiding resuscitation to normalize lactate in patients with elevated lactate levels as a marker of tissue hypoperfusion. This is based on low quality of evidence and is a weak recommendation in the guidelines. When sepsis leads to hypoperfusion, the resulting tissue hypoxia causes an increased serum lactate. But the reverse is not necessarily always true. An increased serum lactate is not a direct measurement of tissue hypoperfusion. There are several aspects of lactate that confound its ability to correlate to tissue perfusion. First is clearance. A decrease in the blood level of lactate may indicate decreased production. However, it also may indicate increased lactate metabolism, conversion to glucose, or excretion. The liver is responsible for more than half of the systemic metabolism of lactate. As such, alterations in liver function may account for increases or decreases in serum lactate, and these alterations may or may not be due to sepsis-related effects on the perfusion of the liver. The administration of catecholamine-based vasopressors is necessary for septic shock. However, a side effect of these medications is an increase in lactate production. Other causes of increased glucose metabolism, such as alkalosis, may also be responsible for changes in lactate levels. The sepsis guidelines state, human and animal studies suggest that the infusion of epinephrine may have deleterious effects on the splanchic circulation and produces hyperlactemia. However, clinical trials do not demonstrate worsening of clinical outcomes. Epinephrine may increase aerobic lactate production via stimulation of the skeletal muscle beta 2 adrenergic receptors and thus may preclude the use of lactate clearance to guide resuscitation. Regardless of the different causes of elevated lactate, it's clearly a marker of illness severity. In the ARISE trial, patients with elevated lactate had almost double the risk of 90-day mortality than patients with just simply hypotension. Physical examination and urine output also provide clues to tissue hypoperfusion and sepsis, but lactate has an advantage being that it is an objective laboratory test. Despite the potential pitfalls in using lactate as a measure of tissue perfusion, an analysis of 5 randomized trials with over 600 patients demonstrated a significant reduction in mortality with lactate-guided resuscitation compared to resuscitation without lactate monitoring. In summary, while lactate-guided resuscitation may be useful, there are many nuances to interpreting lactate levels in patients with sepsis. Pharmacists should be especially aware of the potential for catecholamine vasopressors to interfere with the clinical utility of trending serum lactate levels in some patients with septic shock. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to over 35 in-depth audio video trainings, including the treatment of septic shock, vasopressor use, and the interpretation of laboratory values in the ICU. To find out more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.